Okay,
here we...
Whoa! Okay, that crazy sound was because I'm driving, and this is my first attempt at retooling these microcasts to be geared towards reviews, basically video game reviews, movie reviews, TV, I guess, not really, unless like I rent a season for Netflix. But so this inaugural review system, not really system, but idea, I'm going to start by reviewing Mana Chemia. It's a PSP game by NIS America, which they port, or they publish in America, like Skya. They're kind of like Atlas, but to me on a smaller scale, mainly sticking to, or at least what feels like they're sticking to, mainly Sony products, whereas Atlas kind of like branches out. And they're Atlas before, I guess Atlas is NIS America before there was NIS America, but NIS has that smaller feel. I guess they're more indie, not in independent sense, but just like in the small scale operational sense than Atlas has become. But this game, it's pretty much awesome, is what I would say. It's basically like if you take Harry Potter, make it into a game that's not shitty, and it's an RPG, and you have this kid and his group of friends, and instead of wizardry, they use alchemy, which is basically wizardry. It's that kind of sums it up. And then you have evil people who are like rival students, shit like that. What's awesome is the way it's I mean, it's an RPG, it's turn-based. Kind of a shitty camera angle they use, like there'll be obstructions in the environment that your character walks behind and you can't see the enemies because the encounters aren't random. You know, you can pretty much make it through a zone without fighting anyone, if which is part of the idea of the game, is that you can choose if you want to fight or not. But basically you need to fight because you get AP, which are like, I guess, alchemy points. I don't really know what the A stands for, action points, whatever, but you use those to purchase skills for your character, and essentially that's a level up system, is you make items through alchemy, and you get these recipes. Sometimes you'll get a base recipe for an item, like a sword for a character, and if you change up an item, which is usually the way that you make the new recipes that are based off that first one, is you play around, you know, there'll be a list, you go through your items when you're making it, like it'll show up, and you select, and if there's a different item available, sometimes that might open up a new recipe for you, and with that new recipe will probably come new skills for some of your characters. They have this like giant like hierarchical tree that certain items unlock certain skills for characters. It varies, you know, some of them share the same items, some of them are specific, mainly for like skills that only that character will have, but for just basic stat bonuses, pretty much the same item will open up the same thing for every character. And that part's awesome, is like you gotta, every time you get a new item, you go back to your workshop or like the furnace, like, oh shit, maybe I can make something new, and that'll make that work for that guy. So, you know, it's really fun, it's addicting, I super recommend it. I Gameflied it. They're selling for $25. The game might have come out in early 2009, but clearly didn't sell well. If it's basically like, what is it, it's like almost 40%, probably more than 40% off, almost 50 on Gamefly used, new. I don't know if it's $40 still, but super recommend it. So yeah, this is Josh, his review for Mana Chemia, and there's a subtitle, originally a PS2 game, now a PSP game. Super recommend it. Word out.